This is Kartik Uttan Ekadasi 2009, part two of Uttan of Breaking the Cart, Shakadasura Leela from Gopal Champu by Srila Jiva Goswami. Breaking apart the great cart and other wonderful boyhood pastimes, Vishankata Shakata, Vigatanadi Vichitra Bala Charitra. In underground, Krishna has two eternal associates named Madhukanta and Snigdhakanta that serve as reciters. They're poets, and they recite the pastimes of Krishna. And Krishna has different pastimes, and they know about them, they hear about them. And then they live in the palace in Nandagram, and they're like poets, like what we say, court minstrels. In the Middle Ages, they had something called court minstrels, where we hear about Jayadev Goswami and Padmavati, that they were hired by, they were living in the court of King Hushain Shah or someone like that. I think they were living in the court of Lakshman Sen. It was the fashion of kings, rich kings. They would support various Brahmins and poets and artists, and then they would benefit by their contribution of art or poetry. Or singing. The court musicians, the court jester, the court, they're all the jokers. The king would have a joker that would perform, a clown or a jester. So Snigdhakanta and Madhukanta, they have very affectionate, sweet voices. And they, in the Royal Assembly Hall every evening, they have live, dramatic recitals of Krishna's pastimes. They tell about Krishna's birth pastimes. When Krishna's 8 years old, they may remind the parents, oh, remember when your child was five? They're kind of like walkie-talkies. They're walking, talking movies. Now we have movies and pictures of our childhood or childhood activities with these. They would recount everything with words. Everything was shabda. Everything was shruti. So one day, Snigdhakanta was full of yearning. And in that glorious assembly, he said, oh, sweet-throated Madhukanta, please listen. Krishna's glorious handsomeness is blossoming more and more every day. The effulgent moon, known as Sri Krishna, is delighting his kinsmen. The direction of this is seen in the following words. Coming alone or in groups of 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 children, groups of children, teenagers, adults, and elders quickly enter Brajanandabhava's house. They gaze at the infant boy Krishna. With many playful actions and a variety of sounds, they make the infant child smile, and they also laugh. Aha! Day after day, we always come to see infant Krishna. Removing the delightful cloth which is covering the baby, we touch that infant whose navel is like a lotus. He smiles and laughs and enjoys many pastimes. Krishna's mother, father, mothers and father's kinsmen, and great hosts of wonderful friends all felt their eyes were enjoying a great festival of bliss at seeing the beautiful black anjan surrounding Krishna's eyes. His hair is now in disarray. Krishna's eyes are restless like Kanchan birds, gracefully adorned with tilak of kunkum and gorochana. A playful smile rests on his face. His feet, he's not yet able to walk. Three-month-old Krishna shines with great splendor. With great affection, infant Krishna looks here and there. Again and again he smiles. And moves his two arms and sweetly coos. He yearns for a hug. Upon attaining a hug, Krishna glows with delight. If he doesn't attain a hug, an embrace, he sometimes weeps. After drinking Yashoda's milk, Krishna sleeps and then again wakes up. By this, he's delighting everyone. At another time, Nakshatra Masa Trayanta, 3 months after the star, when the star Rohini, which is Krishna's birth star, was conjoined with the moon, Yashoda joyfully performed her son's abhishek. In the palace, Krishna was placed on a fragrant, glorious white cloth covered pillow. The splendid infant looked like a blue lotus growing in the Ganga, or like Vishnu in the middle of the milk ocean. It was a white pillow. Early in the morning, Krishna, who delights his father, makes his mother famous. As he lay on his back, turned over onto his side. Was he lying on your back and you turn over? Is that how it is? Or you're lying on your belly? Acha. So you lie on your back for a few months, then you turn over, then you can start running around on all fours. The nursemaids informed everyone of Krishna's activities. Krishna is the crest jewel of all delicate infants. Suddenly, he pressed against the side of the bed as he turned over in his sleep. Yashoda blossomed with boundless joy, desiring auspiciousness for her sons. She called all the ladies to the house and celebrated a great joyous festival. Today is his Uttanika ceremony. All the ladies, please come. Stay here and guard the house. Yashoda grasped various ladies and placed this request before them. How could any thief now enter the house? The only thief there was her small boy, who promptly robbed the hearts of all the assembled ladies. What evil. Then, as wonderful instrumental music was played and auspicious songs were sung, Brahmanas spoke many glorious blessings. The glorious ritual was performed. Baby Krishna was given an Abhishek bath, dressed in yellow cloth and decorated ornaments, and given protection mantras and anointed with tilak. Mother Yashoda engaged maidservants in necessary duties, put her infant son to sleep in a bed placed under a great big cart like a house. So the cart was really big. It was like a mobile home. It's a forerunner. This cart is a forerunner of mobile homes. People have a big truck and they put a bed inside. So he had a bed underneath this huge cart. She gracefully watched Krishna, keeping him always within the courtyard of her gaze. She also placed many five-year-old boys around baby Krishna. In the midst of the strong pillars of these boys, she placed a swing cradle containing infant Krishna. So I guess he was on a cart. He was under a big cart. He was on a little swing. On an effulgent fine cloth studded with emeralds and with red coral at its feet and glorious red ribbons, with a glorious fine silk pillow resting in a rocking cradle, infant Krishna is shown with great splendor. This is a description, I guess, of his cradle. His rocking cradle? Swing type, dolana. Lying on his back amidst a great cluster of fine cloths, and clutching the cloths with both his hands and cooing, dark infant Krishna again and again smiled and laughed. When the Brahmins concluded their worship, many gifts were brought as dakshin, and there was no fault, there was not the slightest fault in the puja or worship. There's no dosh. When the Brahmins, as Putana before him, a demon sent by Kamsa to kill Krishna arrived, staying in the sky. The demon thought, the infant that killed Krishna is now underneath this great cart. No one has the power to harm him, that I can see. Putana merely disguised her true form. I shall become formless. That way I will be successful in killing him. Becoming invisible, the demon entered the cart. Descending to the earth and becoming curved in nature, the demon entered the wheel of the cart. So he became like a wheel. That's why Krishna kicked off the wheel, right? He said he kicked off the wheel and broke the axle. That's where the demon was hiding. Infant Krishna wanted to drink Yashoda's milk. Not seeing her anywhere, he became distraught. With his new lotus petal foot, Krishna kicked the wheel off the cart. By this kick, infant Krishna made the demon, though he had no wings, he made him fly in the sky like a bird, then fall and crash to the ground. That's so funny. The demon entered the wheel and Krishna kicked him and such a way that the wheel, like demon or the wheel, was flying in the sky like a bird. And it crashed to the ground. This unprecedented wonder was described by, in these words, in Vishnu, and was described by Srimad Arjun and Vishnu Dharma Puran. Oh Krishna, who but you could have thus kicked and killed a Shukat demon, who is as big as a palm tree, very broad and heavy, and whose toes easily kick away the biggest jugs and trunks. That demon remained always formless. Therefore, when infant Krishna killed him, it was as if Krishna only kicked a small portion of the sky. The demons entering the cart is described in Brahmanda Puran. Sri Krishna, Nam Ashtotara Shata, in the name Brahmanda Puran has 1,000 names of Krishna. So one of them is Sri Krishna, in that Shata it says, in that Nam Shata, 100 names. Shakat Asura Bhanjana, this is the name for Krishna. Shakat Asura Bhanjan, Sri Krishna who broke the cart demon into pieces. The demon then offered prayers to Krishna, employing the rhetorical advice it would preksha. They said, and Krishna said, I suppose, or the reciter, O demon, by your own wish you entered the cart, which is part of my own house, like Krishna speaking. You were then kicked up into the sky. At every moment I lament your fate. Still, it is not my fault that you died. When the cart fell apart with a great sound, Kata! Kata! Everyone impelled by fear ran to that place. Seeing the broken cart and seeing Krishna, the bewildered people all cried. Yashoda was overwhelmed, as if the Supreme Personality of God had suddenly entered her. She was trembling and other symptoms of intense love. She immediately grabbed the infant baby, and everybody watched. Alarmed, all the people grabbed Mother Yashoda from every side to steady her. But she was very distraught at this terrible sight. From the cart was then born a sound like thunder. A thunderous sound emanated from the cart. What was that? What was that? What was that? A cart! What about the cart? It collapsed. Why? Why? For no reason. Is everyone safe? Safe? Ah, by Lord Vasudeva's mercy, all are safe. As a result of these questions and answers, the leaders of Braj emerged from the palace's inner rooms and saw the broken cart, and at once they bit their tongues with the tips of their teeth, which is the only way to do it. There's no other way to bite your tongue except the tips of your teeth. The men who had left the palace quickly returned to Braj's King Nanda within the palace and told him everything they had seen. Then, in two groups, they stood before him, standing apart from him out of respect. Nanda Maharaj, from within the walls of the palace, he heard the tumultuous sound made by all the people. Then he came out and saw Mother Yashoda clutching his son's neck, glancing at Nanda Nandan. Nanda Baba began to stroke the limbs of his child, baby Krishna. Somehow becoming peaceful, the adults questioned the boys who were standing around the cart. With their forefingers, the adults pointed to a particular boy. After quelling the talking of the other boys, that eloquent boy, stuttering as he spoke, said, they pointed out one boy and said, listen, tell us what happened, Jack. People at my side, please listen. When infant Krishna kicked his foot, then simply by a touch of his foot, the cart flew into the sky like a bird. Imitating the stuttering boy's words, the other boys all laughed. Being very affectionate, the boys to the boys, but not believing in the stuttering words of that one boy, the adults were concerned to not misunderstand what had in truth happened. They talked how infant Krishna had already killed Putana. Still, they tried to confine their ideas within the hard circle of logic and common sense. In other words, this is impossible that this little baby, 3 months old, has destroyed this cart which is big as a house. With blessings, auspicious words, and another Abhishek, satisfying the Brahmins, placing his son in his mother's lap, and other activities, Nanda Baba again brought auspiciousness to his charming boy. Mother Yashoda fondled Krishna and pleased him in many ways and put him to sleep in a bed in the house. The Gopa King Nanda and other men reassembled the great cart as it had been before. Then Madhukanta said, "Oh, my dear Snigdhakanta, someone may say, it is not possible for such a baby to kick such a great cart high in the sky. Can you please explain how it is possible for infant Krishna to perform that deed? If you do not, then your poetic words will not be understood by others." Snigdhakanta replied, "Oh, my noble Madhukanta, I have already refuted the idea that these actions are impossible, because Yogamaya can make anything possible. She arranged all these activities. Don't ask me this question again and again." Smiling, Madhukanta said, "Well, what happened then?" Snigdhakanta said, "Meeting with his younger and elder brothers, King Nanda considered what should be done. They decided Krishna and Balaram should live together in the same house. And that way their mothers, Rohini and Yashoda, who are very attached to their sons, can easily shower many affections on them. If the boys live in separate houses, it will be very difficult for the mothers to do all the housework and take care of their sons." There they are, homemakers. Yashoda and Rohini are also homemakers. "Therefore, the auspicious day of joining the two households should come without delay. If you all wish, then these arrangements will be made." Hearing these words, the learned men informed the learned Brahmanas. In the end, seeing that destiny favored this arrangement, for the great festival of songs, blessings, and other auspicious actions, the Gopas at once arranged the first meeting of Krishna and Balaram. This is quite interesting. When they saw each other for the first time, Krishna and Balaram became stunned. "Nitai! Gaur!" It's like Gauranga meeting Nittai for the first time in the house of Nandanacharya at Mayapur. For a long time they stood motionless looking at each other. Their hearts were melting. Their melted hearts came out from their eyes as streams of tears. The dark and fair brothers became very attracted to each other. Why would they not be attracted to gaze at each other? When Krishna and Balaram first met in boyhood, it was as if a great host of fair and dark moons had suddenly, in other words, Amavasya and Purnima, had suddenly taken birth within that place. Everyone enjoyed a festival of bliss. The other gopas arranged auspicious meetings of their sons with Krishna and Balaram. Even if they are logical and reasonable, and even if they agree with the conclusions of many philosophers, ideas that contradict the words of Bhagavatam should be rejected. Because all the great philosophers and poets say Krishna in his pastimes follows the words that have come from Shukadeva Goswami's mouth. Anyway, that's the story of Shakadasura. Tani Kadasi Ki. This is from Appreciating Sri Vrindavan Dham, written in 1991. We will hear about Sri Krishna's aprakat and prakat pastimes, manifest and unmanifest. The eternal pastimes of Sri Krishna and the spiritual planet Krishna Loka are called aprakat, or unmanifest pastimes, because we can't see them. They are beyond the purview of the conditioned souls. Lord Krishna is always present everywhere, but he's not present before our eyes. But when he is not present before our eyes, he is said to be aprakat, unmanifest. The activities Krishna exhibited himself at Bhoma Vrindavan, the Vrindavan Dham existing on this planet, are not different from his activities on the planet of Goloka Vrindavan. Krishna's pastimes appearing in the material world as well as his simultaneous pastimes in Goloka are one and the same truth. Being non-different, there is simply two different manifestations of the same Leela. The eternal pastimes in Goloka are the abode of the eternally liberated servitors, whereas the manifest pastimes in the material world are the refuge for all the bound-up conditioned living entities. Therefore, Vrindavan is the living entity's original home, manifesting its own eternally true nature within the dead material world. Krishna's Leela is either manifest, prakat, or unmanifest, aprakat. But this doesn't mean that there are two different kinds of Leela. It is the same Leela, which is called manifest when it is visible to the residents of earthly Vrindavan, and unmanifest when it is not visible to them. However, there are some important points of difference between them. Aprakat Leela is completely transcendental, having no contact with the phenomenal world. But Prakat Leela is a mixture of the phenomenal and non-phenomenal. In the Prakat Leela, a partial manifestation of the transcendental Krishna Loka descends on earth. So, there is a mixing of the phenomenal and non-phenomenal, or nuamanal. But it is not mixing in the ordinary sense, for the touch of the spiritual world makes the particular part of the material world where it descends also spiritual. In the Prakat Leela, there is an appearance of Krishna's birth and disappearance, and he grows from infancy to tender youth, while in the Aprakat Dham, Krishna is eternally young, and there is neither birth nor disappearance. Nitya-kishor, or the eternal state of budding youth, is intrinsic to Krishna, while the different stages beginning from infancy to early youth are superimpositions brought about by the Srup Shakti, so that Krishna and his devotees may taste the different varieties of bliss generated by them. Aprakat Leela in the spiritual world is a continuous flow. This will be translated into Hindi sometime in the near future. It's a continuous flow. It goes unimpeded like the continuous flow of time. Each day, different leelas are performed at different periods of time, the Astakali Leela. For example, Krishna takes breakfast in the morning, pastures cows during the day, and engages in rasa dance at night. These leelas are going on, repeating themselves like the different parts of a wheel in motion, and are in this sense eternal. On the other hand, the Prakat Leela has its beginning, middle, and end. And in a particular universe, it begins in one universe and ends, and when it becomes unmanifest in it. Each of the different Leelas constituting the Prakat Leela is also not continuous and eternal. In the same sense, the different Leelas in the Aprakat Leela are continuous and eternal. Cowherding displayed on earth ceases when Krishna goes to Mathura and next other pastimes. But intrinsically, the Prakat Leela is also eternal, although it appears to have a beginning and end from the viewpoint of a particular universe. Just as the sun never actually disappears, because when it sets in one country, it rises in another. Similarly, Prakat Leela never ends. While it seems to end in one universe, it begins in another. Just as the different parts of the day caused by the different positions of the sun are present in one country or another. Similarly, all parts of Krishna's Prakat Leela are present and visible in one universe or another. Thus, each of Krishna's Leela, like his pastimes of his birth or the killing of Putana, is eternal. It's going on eternally, somewhere or other, someplace or another.